Since he had landed, Kurtz had been able to form a better estimate of the kind of terrain that lay ahead of him, and had been most unpleasantly surprised. He had sent scouting parties into the bush to find the easiest way through, but they had still not returned. Now he was waiting anxiously at the edge of the jungle, thumping a clenched fist into the palm of the other hand with frustration. He understood as well as Cadham how dangerous it was to allow the momentum of his attack to dissipate, but on the other hand he dared not rush into the unknown. Would it be better to take them along the beach, he wondered, and looked along the sweep of honey-brown sand. Then he glanced at his own feet. He was ankle-deep in it, and the effort of walking even a few paces was demanding. Such a march under heavy packs would exhaust even the hardest of his men. An hour past low tide, he estimated. Soon the tide will be in full flow. It will flood the sand and force us off it and into the bush. While he still hesitated, one of the scouting parties pushed their way through the thick wall of vegetation and into the open.
"Where have you been?" Kurtz bellowed at the leader. "Is there a way through?"
"It is very bad for 300 yards. There is a deep swamp directly ahead. One of my men was taken by a crocodile. We tried to save him."
"You idiot!"
With his scabbard, Kurtz struck the man across the side of the head, and he dropped to his knees in the sand.
"Is that what you have been doing all this time, trying to save another useless bastard like yourself? You should have let the crocodile have him. Did you find a path?"
The man came to his feet, swaying slightly and holding his injured face.
"Have no fear, Pasha Effendi," he mumbled. "After the swamp there is a spur of dry ground that leads towards the south. There is an open path running along it, but it is narrow. It will take only 3 men abreast."
"Any sign of the enemy?"
"None, great Pasha. But there are many wild beasts.
Lead us to the path at once, or I will find a crocodile for you also."